Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Daniela van Wyk, brand and strategy manager at Just Money. So yesterday we started speaking about the cost of groceries. Has it gone up? How are South Africans managing? Well, Just Money enables people to compare costs of basic foodstuff and stretch their budget. Joining us on the line is Daniela van Wyk. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So firstly, tell us what Just Money is.
So Just Money is a personal finance website, personal finance consumer website. And we specialize in offering you advice, information, and tools that help you make better financial decisions.
All right. And how do you go about doing that?
So we have an array of a variety of content written by an expert team of writers. And one of these pieces of content is actually the piece that we're going to be discussing today, which is the shopping comparison.
All right. So let's talk about that.
Yes.
How does that work and how do we benefit from it?
So basically, just to give a bit of background to this piece, last year November, Just Money actually conducted a survey that tried to look at the relationship that our reader base has with debt. And one of the questions that we asked as part of the survey was, what are our readers most incurring or going into debt for? And we actually found that 43% of our readers are in debt because of food, which was a pretty startling statistic. So the reason for the survey was kind of twofold. That being one of them. But the second was that I think in the last year or so, as a result of COVID, as a result of job loss, as a result of people's financial circumstances changing so drastically, we thought to look at the prices of food. I think that this is one of the areas in which I think the whole of South Africa and everyone kind of is feeling the pinch as prices are increasing. That was kind of the background to the survey. Following on that, we then decided to look at three of the main supermarkets in Woolworths, Checkers and Pick and Pay, and we compared 12 basic items ranging from milk, bread, potatoes, and we tried to compare the same brand where possible and in the same quantity.
And tell me what you found.
So it is interesting. I think the outcomes can be categorized basically into two parts. We found the one category was which offers the lowest prices. The other, we looked at which gave the best shopping experience. And we also looked at which store offered the best discounts. And this is kind of what we found. So Checkers came off tops for offering the lowest prices. I think no surprise there. But it was interesting because they specifically stood out when it came to offering excellent value for items like potatoes and toilet paper, for example. We noted that a 2-kilogram bag of potatoes cost $19.99 compared to $33.99 at Woolworths and almost R35 at Pick and Pay. Similarly, when it came to the toilet paper, we paid about $60 for a baby soft 9-roll 2-ply Checkers, almost R70 at Pick and Pay. So there was quite a discrepancy when
That's
it came to that. And I think in total, our shop came to R368.71 at Checkers, which did prove the cheapest.
Right.
In the next category, which was the best shopping experience, Woolworths came out top there. And again, I think no secret.
No surprise.
What we found at Woolworths was the store was clean. The lighting was amazing. The store was quite small. It was one of the smaller Woolies stores that we chose to do our shopping in. But what we did find is that it was well spaced out when it came to the store. It was well organized and social distancing rules were observed, which was awesome to see. Lastly, we looked at the best discounts, and this went to Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay Smart Shopper was the only reward card held by the shoppers on the day, and though they did note that there were no rewards offered on the purchase items at the other stores. So using our rewards card, in fact, on the day saved us R16 on the bill. And this, I think, was important to highlight, because I think it again highlights the importance of buying into these loyalty rewards programs, and the Smart Shopper Pick and Pay program came out top on the day, definitely.
So that is interesting, because that gets almost just pushed back into the price. So,
yes.
But it requires a shopper to be on the ball and not ignore these opportunities.
100%. I think it's important to, as a shopper, understand, especially if you're making use of a specific store continuously for your grocery shop, to understand the loyalty programs that are offered. And like you said, make full use of it, because you can, in fact, make quite a saving.
It's very, very interesting, because did you look at very much basic items, or did you start to look at middle or higher end ones as well?
So we looked at fairly basic items. The list was, as I said, ranging from, we looked at bread, we looked at milk, we looked at toilet paper, we looked at bananas. So we looked at 12 basic items that we thought that an average African family may have in their trolleys at any time in the month when doing a grocery shop.
It is very, very interesting, because it really does give people a, in fact, I guess what it's about is knowing what you're buying, why you're buying it, and what's important to you. So if the shopping experience is important to you, you know, and you're not buying the basic items, well, then maybe Woolworths is where you want to go. If you want to focus on customer loyalty and rewards program, that's Pick and Pay, but your everyday specials or your everyday items, Checkers seems to be the way to go. So it is quite interesting that there's almost an area and such a clear definition for each experience.
100%. I think exactly as you said, it's important to understand what you'd like to get out of your shop and what your priority is when with shopping. So as you said, whether it's customer experience versus the cheapest deals maybe, or the best loyalty program, it's important to understand and differentiate what it is that you're after when you're shopping. And I think another big takeaway for us from this was, it definitely pays to shop around. It is important to maybe, you know, often we are of the idea that a specific shop is the cheapest. And I think it's important to actually do the comparison, do the exercise, should you have the time to actually shop around and compare prices. I think it's important to do so, especially if it is that you want to save money.
Do we, as South Africans, I mean, are we intelligent or smart shoppers?
I'd like to think that we are. But I also think that it's important to do exercises like this, like the one Just Money conducted. Because I think that while we may be shopping smartly as South Africans, I think a reminder is always important. A survey like this kind of reminds us, exactly as I said, of the importance of shopping around, comparing prices, being aware of what the supermarkets are actually offering.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Really very interesting conversation and a very important one. And I would recommend that people go and have a look at your website. It's called Just Money, and you'll be able to see some of this information there. Danielle van Wyk, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Danielle is a brand and strategy manager at Just Money.